قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. Tell them, if you really love Allah, then follow me, follow the Prophet. Allah will love you and forgive you your sins. And Allah is all forgiving, most merciful. We all claim to love Allah. Allah knows how much I love Him. Allah knows how much I adore Him. Talk is cheap. How do we prove our adoration? By amal upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because he was the one being in mankind whom Allah says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. There's a beautiful example for you in the Prophet of Allah. That was the purpose of his being sent, so we could follow his actions. Now let's just think about how much do we know of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How much has he changed our lives? How much does he affect our thinking, our speech, our actions? It's something worthy. It's something that we should think about because it proves how much we truly love Allah or don't love Allah. If we're just saying we love Allah but we don't even know what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's sunnah was, then it's just a lie. And Allah says, if you love Allah and follow the Prophet, Allah will love you in return and forgive you your sins. What an amazing bargain. Wallahu ghafoorun raheem. And Allah is all forgiving, most merciful. For such a one He is ghafoorun raheem. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ati'u Allah wa Rasul, obey Allah and the Messenger. Nowadays, what is the creed? Oh, well, we don't know which hadith are authentic or not. Someone was telling me the other day, did you know that, you know, Hazrat Abu Bakr burnt all the narrations of a hadith and then the hadiths were written 200 years later, that means they're not reliable. I don't know what his source of knowledge was. But this is a very persuasive creed nowadays that, oh, we don't know the ahadith that are authentic, so let's just stick to the Quran. Allah would simply have said, Ati'u Allah, obey Allah. Why did He say, obey the Messenger? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed away. How can we obey Him? By studying His sunnah, by following His sunnah, and by conveying His sunnah. فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا, but if they turn away, they're still determined to go on doing what they feel like doing. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْكَافِرِينَ, Allah does not love the disbelievers. Kafirin, those who reject the sunnah. Allah chose Adam, Nuh, the family of Ibrahim, and the family of Imran above the world. Prophets are honored people, they're honorable people, they're people that Allah has elevated. Offspring one of the other, and Allah is all-hearer, all-knower. Now this surah tells us a little bit about Christian beliefs. So Allah tells us about the story of Maryam alayhi salam. إِذْ قَالَتْ إِمْرَأَةُ عِمْرَانَ رَبِّي إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لَكَ مَا فِي بَطْنِي مُحَرَّرًا فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي. And remember when the wife of Imran said, O my Lord, I have vowed to you, the child that is in my womb, to be dedicated for your services. So accept this from me. Look at her love for Allah. She's not saying, oh, you know, Allah, if you answer this prayer of mine, then I'll think about dedicating this child of mine. She is making this dedication out of pure love and adoration to Allah. فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي. So accept this from me. Indeed, you are the all-hearer, the all-knowing. Then when she gave birth to her, she said, oh my Lord, I have given birth to a female child. And Allah knew better what she brought forth. Why does she exclaim out aloud, Allah has given birth to a girl? This was her relationship with Allah, her closeness to Allah. She's constantly talking to Allah, constantly thinking about Allah. So when a girl is born, she's worried for a minute. And Allah reassures her, لَيْسَ ذَكَرُكَ لُنْثَى. And the male is not like the female. Not the other way around. Allah is honoring us women here. We need to highlight this ayat. لَيْسَ ذَكَرُكَ لُنْثَى. That which this girl, Maryam alayhi salam, had to do, no man could have done. And that which all good women can do by raising good children and raising them as pure Muslims, no man can do. لَيْسَ ذَكَرُكَ لُنْثَى. The man is not like the female. And still we say Islam discriminates against women. And I have named her Maryam, and I seek refuge with you for her and for her offspring from Shaitan the outcast. And this is a beautiful dua that we should read for our children. فَتَقَبَّلَهَا رَبُّهَا بِقَبُولٍ حَسَنٍ. So her Lord accepted her with the beautiful acceptance, like Allah accepted Ibrahim and Ismail alayhi salam's dua when they were raising the Kaaba. That's what they also prayed, didn't they? رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ minna. And see their magnificent acceptance? So here too we find Allah accepted this child. He made her grow in a good manner and put her under the care of Zakaria. Every time Zakaria entered the sanctuary to visit her, he found her supplied with sustenance. He said, O Maryam, from where have you got this? She said, this is from Allah. Indeed, Allah provides sustenance to whom He wills without limit. هناك دعا زكريا ربه قال ربي هب لي من لدنك ذرية طيبة. At that moment Zakaria invoked his Lord, saying, O my Lord, grant me from you a good offspring. You are indeed the all-hearer of duas. This is a beautiful dua to read during pregnancy. Now look at this. Zakariya alayhi salam is an old man. His wife is barren. He is a prophet of Allah. He still doesn't have any children. But when he sees Maryam alayhi salam being provided rizq so miraculously, again this hope arises within himself and he prays to Allah. Now look at the way he prays. He doesn't say, Allah, I've waited for so long and I've done so much for you and this is not fair. He says, Innaka samiu dua. You do hear duas. This is the way we should make our dua. Remember the verse we read yesterday? إِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. When my slaves ask you about me, tell them I am near. And this is the way Zakariya alayhi salam prays to his Lord. Then the angels called him while he was standing in prayer, in a praying place, saying, Allah gives you good news of Yahya, confirming the word from Allah. He will be noble, keeping away from relations with women, and a prophet from among the righteous. See how Allah answers his dua. He said, O my Lord, how can I have a son when I am very old and my wife is barren? Allah said, thus Allah does what He wills. He said, O my Lord, make a sign for me. Allah said, your sign is that you shall not speak to mankind for 3 days except with signals. وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ كَثِيرًا. And remember your Lord much and glorify Him in the afternoon and in the morning. When do we remember Allah? Before our dua has been accepted. After it's accepted, we relax. And remember when the angel said, O Maryam, indeed Allah has chosen you, purified you and chosen you above the women of the world. O Maryam, submit yourself with obedience to your Lord and prostrate yourself and bow down along with those who bow down. Because of this ayat, some scholars think that Maryam alayhi salam was granted prophethood. This is a part of news of the unseen which we reveal to you. You were not with them when they cast lots with their pens as to which of them should be charged with the care of Maryam. Nor were you with them when they disputed. This was when the scholars over there were deciding as to who should be Maryam's guardian. Remember when the angel said, O Maryam, indeed Allah gives you the good news of a word. From him, his name will be the Masih, Isa, son of Maryam, held in honor in this world and the hereafter, and he will be one of those who are near to Allah. He will speak to the people in the cradle and in manhood, and he will be one of the righteous. She said, O my Lord, how shall I have a son when no man has touched me? He said, so will it be, for Allah creates what He wills. When He has decreed something, He says to it, only be, and it is. And Allah will teach him the book and wisdom, and the Torah and the Injil. What book and wisdom is this? The Quran and the Sunnah. So we learn that when Isa alayhi salam will come again, he will implement the Quran and the Sunnah. And Allah will make Isa a messenger to the children of Israel, saying, I have come to you with a sign from your Lord, that I design for you out of clay a figure like that of a bird, and breathe into it, and it becomes a bird by Allah's leave. And it said that He created a bat. And I heal him who was born blind and the leper, and I bring the dead to life by Allah's leave. Again and again, he's saying, by Allah's leave, Allah is granting me the power. Allah is willing that thing to happen. It's not any supernatural miracle on His own behalf. And I inform you of what you eat and what you store in your houses. Surely therein is a sign for you if you believe. And I have come confirming that which was before me of the Torah, and to make lawful to you part of what was forbidden to you. And I have come to you with a proof from your Lord. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ. So fear Allah and obey me. Fear is for Allah alone. Reverence is for Allah alone. And obedience is for the Prophet. That's how we understand the difference in our relationship between Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We love Allah. We adore Allah. We worship Allah. And how do we obey Him? By following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inna Allaha Rabbi wa Rabbukum fa'budu. Indeed, Allah is my Lord and your Lord. Fa'budu. So worship Him alone. هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. This is the straight path that we pray for every day in Fatiha. Then when Isa came to know of their disbelief, قَالَ مَنْ أَنْصَارِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. He said, who will be my helpers in Allah's cause? Now, does this mean Allah needs our help? No, it means those people who support Allah's deen, who work for Islam. The disciples said, we are the helpers of Allah. We believe in Allah and bear witness, بِأَنَّ مُسْلِمُونَ, that we are Muslims, because a Muslim is one who submits. O our Lord, آمَنَّا بِمَا أَنزَلْتَ. We believe in what you have sent down, and we follow the messenger. So write us down among those who bear witness. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ. And the disbelievers plotted against Isa, and Allah plotted too. وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. And Allah is the best of those who plan. And they came up with a plot in which they were going to kill Isa alayhi salam. And according to one theory, what happened was that Judas Iscariot, the man who betrayed Isa alayhi salam, was made to resemble Isa alayhi salam. So they captured him instead, and he was the man who was actually crucified. And Isa alayhi salam, what happened to him? Allah tells us. Remember when Allah said, O Isa, I will take you and raise you to myself and purify you of those who disbelieve. Allah literally, bodily and spiritually raised Isa alayhi salam up to the heavens, and inshaAllah he will descend again. And at that time everyone on this earth will become Muslims. And we find this in more than 100 ahadith. And I will make those who follow you superior to those who disbelieve till the day of judgment. Then you will return to me, and I will judge between you in the matters in which you used to dispute. As to those who disbelieve, I will punish them with a severe torment in this world and in the hereafter, and they will have no helpers. Some people claim that the Masih is not Isa alayhi salam, and they say Masile Masih, someone like the Messiah. We find in the hadith in which it states that Isa alayhi salam will come. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that when he will descend as a just ruler, he will break the cross. In other words, Christianity will be finished. So that is the hallmark of the Messiah's coming, that Christianity will be completely finished. And since that hasn't happened as yet, we know that he has still not come. Allah goes on to say, and as for those who believe and do good deeds, Allah will pay them their reward in full. Wallahu la yuhibbu zalimeen. And Allah does not love the wrongdoers. This is what we recite to you of the verses and the wise reminder. Inna masala Isa indallahi ka masali Adam. Khalaqahu min turab. ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Indeed the likeness of Isa with Allah is as the likeness of Adam. People who say, well, how could Isa alayhi salam be born without a father? Look at Adam alayhi salam. He was born without a father and a mother. He created him from dust. Then Allah said to him, be, and he was. الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ. The truth is from your Lord. فَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُمْتَرِينَ. So don't be of those who doubt. Then whoever disputes with you concerning Isa, after all this knowledge that has come to you, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, come, let us call our sons and your sons, our women and your women, ourselves and yourselves. Then we will pray and invoke the curse of Allah upon those who lie. This was a challenge actually presented by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to a Christian delegation who had come. These verses were being recited to them, but they refused to accept this challenge, which actually proved their inner guilt. Inna hadha lahu al-qasasu al-haq. Indeed, this is the true narrative. Wama min ilahin illallah. There is no God but Allah. Wa inna allaha lahu al-azizu al-hakim. Indeed, Allah is the Almighty, the All-Wise. And if they still turn away, then indeed Allah is all aware of those who do mischief. You've done your best. قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ تَعَالَوْا إِلَىٰ كَلِمَةٍ سَوَاءٍ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ أَلَّا نَعْبُدَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ وَلَا نُشْرِكَ بِهِ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُنَا بَعْضًا أَرْبَابًا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O people of the book. This is a really beautiful ayat because it teaches us how to do da'wah to the Jews and the Christians. How do we address them? O people of the book, with courtesy, reminding them that just as you have been given a book, so have we been given a book. Come to a word that is the same between us and you. Allah teaches us the wisdom of tabligh. Start by talking on mutual belief. Don't start by the controversial points. Start by something which you both share. That we worship none but Allah alone. Obviously they don't say we worship Isa. Many of them say that we worship Allah alone. The Jews describe themselves as being monotheists. And that we associate no partners with Him. This is the important point. That we will not do shirk. We will not elevate any human being beyond his status. And that none of us shall take others as lords beside Allah. We will not impute the authority for halal and haram to any but Allah. This was something that the Jews used to do. فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا. But if they turn away, فَقُولُوا اشْهَدُوا بِأَنَّا مُسْلِمُونَ. Say, bear witness that we are Muslims. We're not going to compromise on our deen for your sake. O people of the book, why do you dispute about Ibrahim while the Torah and the Injil were not revealed till after him? Allah says, doesn't it make sense that if he came before the Torah and the Injil, how then could he be a Jew or a Christian? أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Have you then no sense? Indeed, you are those who have disputed about that of which you have knowledge. Why do you dispute concerning that of which you have no knowledge? وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Remember, Allah knows and you do not know. مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًّا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا. Ibrahim was neither a Jew nor a Christian. What was he then? A true Muslim, upright, unswerving, focused on Allah, letting nothing distract him from his purpose. وما كان من المشركين. He never did shirk of any kind, whether following his own desires above Allah or following his father's desires or the king's desires or his clan's desires. ما كان من المشركين. And that's why Allah loved him so much. He was not of those who do shirk. إن أولى الناس بإبراهيم للذين اتبعوه وهذا النبي هو الذين آمنوا والله ولي المؤمنين. Indeed, among mankind, those who have the best claim to Ibrahim, who are nearest to Ibrahim, are those who followed him and this prophet and those who have believed. We claim to love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but the only way we prove our love is when we follow his sunnah. In the same way, Allah is saying, talk isn't enough. You have to follow the Prophet to prove your true love for him. Wallahu waliyul mu'mineen, and Allah will help you in this task if you but try. A party of the people of the book, that is the Jews and the Christians, wish to lead you astray. Now Allah doesn't say that all of them are trying to lead you astray, a party of them, and we all know of the efforts of the Orientalists, who know more about Islam maybe than a lot of ordinary Muslims, and they use that knowledge as a weapon against Islam. But they shall not lead astray anyone except themselves, and they do not realize. O people of the book, why do you disbelieve in the signs of Allah while you yourselves bear witness? O people of the book, why do you mix truth with false and conceal the truth while you know? And a party of the people of the book say, believe in the morning in that which is revealed to the Muslims and reject it at the end of the day so they may turn back. This was something that the Jews used to delight in doing, that a Jew would come up and pretend to become a Muslim, and at the end of the day he would say, no, I've realized that this is not the right deen. And the purpose of their doing so was to sow doubt and confusion in the minds of the weaker Muslims. So they start thinking, what did he find out about Islam that made him renounce Islam? So Allah is revealing some of their conspiracies to us. And they say, believe no one except the one who follows your religion. They were so stubbornly convinced that they were on the right path that they had closed their minds to even listening to the truth. قُلْ إِنَّ الْهُدَى هُدَى اللَّهِ. Tell them, the true guidance is the guidance of Allah. It's not the property, it's not the birthright of anyone or any ummah. Guidance belongs to Allah. And do not believe that anyone can receive like that which you have received, otherwise they would engage you in argument before your Lord. قُلْ إِنَّ الْفَضْلَ بِيَدِ اللَّهِ. Tell them, bounty is in the hands of Allah. يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. He gives it to whom He wills. وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. And Allah is vast, all-knowing. In other words, tell them that they cannot confine this guidance. He selects for His mercy whom He wills, and Allah is the owner of great bounty. Among the people of the book is he who is entrusted with a great amount of wealth will readily pay it back. In other words, not all of them are bad. There are some amongst them who are so honest that even if you were to give them a huge amount of wealth, they would pay it back to you. And among them there is he who is entrusted with a single silver coin will not repay it unless you constantly stand demanding, because they say there is no blame on us to betray and take the properties of the illiterates. The Jews used to feel that if they cheated the Arabs, they wouldn't be punished for it. And some Muslims also erroneously believe that if you can cheat non-Muslims, you're not punished. But that's totally wrong. We're not allowed to cheat anyone. But they tell a lie against Allah while they know it. بَلَا مَنْ أَوْفَى بِعَهْدِهِ وَاتَّقَى فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Whoever fulfills his pledge, whether we made it to a Muslim or a non-Muslim, and is conscious of Allah, he did it for Allah's sake, then indeed Allah loves those who are Allah conscious. Indeed, those who purchase a small gain at the cost of Allah's covenant and their oaths, they shall have no portion in the hereafter. Neither will Allah speak to them, nor look at them on the day of judgment, nor will He purify them, and they shall have a painful torment. People who make false promises in Allah's name, people who use deen to gain power. And indeed among them is a party who distort the book with their tongue, so that you may think it is from the book, but it is not from the book. And they say this is from Allah, but it is not from Allah. And they speak a lie against Allah while they know it. It is not possible for any human being to whom Allah has given the book and knowledge and prophethood to say to the people, be my worshippers rather than Allah's. On the contrary, he would say, be you learned men because you are teaching the book and you are studying it. Nor would he order you to take angels and prophets for lords. Would he order you to disbelieve after you have submitted to Allah's will? Allah teaches us, the true purpose of da'wah, of tabligh, is to connect people to Allah, not to yourself. Not so that you want people to admire you, we have to connect them to Allah. And remember when Allah took the covenant of the prophets, saying, take whatever I gave you of the book and understanding, and afterwards there will come to you messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, confirming what is with you. You must then believe in him and help him. Allah said, do you agree to it? And will you take up my covenant which I conclude with you? They said, we agree. He said, then bear witness and I am with you among the witnesses. All the prophets took this path, promising to support the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And since this was on behalf of their ummahs are included in this. Then whosoever turns away after this, they are the rebellious. أَفَغَيْرَ دِينِ اللَّهِ يَبْغُونَ Do they seek other than the religion of Allah? Who is it that we truly wish to obey, Allah or our own selves? While to Him have submitted all creatures in the heavens and the earth, willingly or unwillingly, وَإِلَيْهِ يُرْجَعُونَ To Him shall they all be returned. Does it make sense that we know that we have to go back to Allah, still we are not obeying Him? Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we believe in Allah and in what has been sent down to us and what was sent down to Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, Yaqub, and the children of Yaqub, and what was given to Musa, Isa, and the prophets from their Lord. لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ We do not make any distinctions between them. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ And to Him have we surrendered. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ Whoever seeks a way of life other than Islam, it will not be accepted of him. Now these are Allah's words. وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ And on the Day of Judgment, he will be one of the losers. Now we can decide whether we wish to be winners or losers. Allah goes on to say, How shall Allah guide a people who disbelieved after their belief, and after they bore witness that the messenger is true, and after clear proofs had come to them? And Allah does not guide the people who are wrongdoers. They are those whose recompense is that on them rests the curse of Allah, of the angels, and of all mankind. They will live therein forever. Neither will their torment be lightened, nor will it be delayed or postponed for a while, except for those who repent after that and do good deeds. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ Indeed Allah is forgiving, most merciful. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بَعْدَ إِيمَانِهِمْ ثُمَّ ازْدَادُوا كُفْرًا Indeed those who disbelieved after their faith, after Iman, then they turned away and went on increasing in their disbelief. Never will their repentance be accepted and they are those who are astray. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ Indeed those who disbelieved and died while they were disbelievers. فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمْ مِلْءُ الْأَرْضِ ذَهَبًا وَلَوِ افْتَدَى بِهِ The earth full of gold will not be accepted from any one of them, even if they offered it as a ransom. The earth full of gold. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ For them is a painful torment. وَمَا لَهُمْ مِنْ نَاصِرِينَ And they will have no helpers. وَآخَرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ